It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. I'll spare the suspense. She's in Switzerland, where she's been for a while. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi. I'm very well. Thank you very much, Jill. Yes, from Switzerland, a follow-up on France. As you remember, we talked about a letter that was sent from some general, not sent, actually published in a magazine in France, a warning to the government about the disintegration of France. Sorry. The disintegration of France and the risk of civil war, and all of that signed by some retired generals and some other military high-ranking people, and from some soldiers as well. As you remember, the letter was strongly condemned in the entire country, except from the extreme right party of Marine Le Pen. But otherwise, the risk after that letter was really to get some sanctions and for the people who signed it. Even though, apparently, according some polls, the letter has been approved by quite an important chunk of the population in France. So now, the episode number two is the fact that another letter has been sent, published. It's a new open letter. This time it's anonymous, so obviously the risk of consequences has changed a little bit the proceeding here. But it is again a letter warning of civil war. It is a letter that speak about the survival of France seemingly at stake for the people who signed it. It seems that a lot of signatures this time also come from the public, but all of this obviously would have to be verified. The major threat is again Islamism for the people who wrote the letter. And the soldiers that also are part of the second letter argue that they are actually part of a younger generation, and that they gave their skin to destroy the Islamism in certain countries, while France is giving concessions on its own soil. They say, but again, all of this really has not been verified, they say that they served in countries like Afghanistan and Mali, and that they were also part of what is called the Sentinel security operation, which was in France an operation to react to several jihadist attacks in 2015. So I guess in a way this letter wants to make the point stronger that it's not only retired generals that maybe are part of a, let's say, dying generation of people a little bit stuck in their own image of France, which is based on very much on the past and not so much on the present and what's going on right now in the world. So I guess in order to counter this kind of argument, there is now this attempt, which might be true or not, but again, there is this attempt to show that this letter is not coming just from retired people, but is coming from military people that are younger, that have been served in this so-called hot spot in terms of Islamist attack, like Afghanistan, Mali, and the one on in France itself, and that this is definitely a younger generation, and that they actually believe, like the retired generals, that there is a threat in France, and that France is making too many concessions, and that if there is a threat, if there is a real civil war, then the military will have to put some order in the country. And this is where it becomes really, really tricky. Because as we know, and as we said already last time, the military is not supposed to get so political. Obviously, people in the military are just people, so they have the right to have their own opinion, but they do not have the right to express it in this manner. And certainly not in this public manner. They also criticize, actually, in this letter, the answer of the government to the first letter and ask, did they fight for you, talking about the retired generals, did they fight for you to allow France to become a failed state? So they have this feeling that the answer to the first letter was actually a lack of respect for the work that these generals have done in the past. Their only fault is to love their country and mourn its visible decline. So we can also feel that the words have been have been chosen to have a maximal impact on the readers. And they conclude by saying, once again, civil war is brewing in France, and you know it perfectly well. So it's defensive, it's accusatory, it's borderline aggressive, but it's anonymous. And that has been now heavily criticized this time for being a letter written from people that have no courage to stand for what they believe in, no matter the consequences. Former President François Hollande said, for example, "Where is the professional code? How can we let people think that today the army would be driven by such feelings and by such a desire to challenge the very principles of the Republic?" And again, this is a statement that doesn't come from nothing. It is the army is supposed to remain apolitical, and this position is absolutely essential to the military's credibility, so that also people don't get scared about their own militaries. It's not supposed to be an entity on its own in this manner and in with those kind of political attacks. let's say again that the presidential elections are in 2022, and that feels very much so like a preparation for what's to come. And while President Macron is definitely working on the matter, and it would be very counterproductive to say that there are not certain issues that have to basically be dealt with, and that some solutions have to be found on a societal level, the fact remains that there is very much this feeling that the race for the 2022 presidential has already begun in quite a punchy way. And there is also no doubt that Islamism, as well as also immigration, and immigration from many countries, will be most probably one of the main topic for all the presidential candidates. One can feel that in France, but as a conclusion, I would say that one can feel that in many other countries where the government elections are nearing, the topics are being quite the same when it comes to immigration. And I'm thinking, to give a couple of examples, I'm thinking of Germany, of course, but I'm thinking also of more liberal countries like Sweden, who also has elections in September 2022, and where one can feel that the center-right is definitely trying to now find agreements with the extreme right in order to have a chance to get to govern the country, the subject being, again, immigration.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.